Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 22, verses 14 through 24. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 22. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of the heaven and as the sea that is on the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba. Now after these things it was told to Abraham, "Behold, Milcah also has borne children to your brother Nahor. Uz is his firstborn, Buz his brother, Kemuel the father of Aram, Chesed, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlaf, and Bethuel. Bethuel fathered Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother. Moreover, his concubine, whose name was Rumah, bore Teba, Gahem, Tabesh, and Makkah." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Such a delightful gospel we have today concerning the wonderful promise of the inclusion of the nations in God's promise of blessing. We're not even off the mountain of faithful Abraham, where Abraham brought his son, who was about to be sacrificed, and indeed averted that through the voice of the angel. But he did so in accord with God's command. But here on the mountain, God had indeed provided that ram, the ram to be sacrificed in place of Isaac. Yet the promise is still there, that God would provide a lamb of sacrifice. And following God's saving Isaac from Abraham's hand, Abraham names the mountain in that land of Moriah. The Lord will provide. Indeed, he will. God's provision there would stand firm as a standard, so to speak, that indeed God would provide. On that mountain he provided, and he would provide on another mountain. Now, the angel of the Lord also calls out a second time to Abraham, repeating the promise of blessing concerning Abraham's descendants, concerning the promise that his offspring would be as many as the stars of the heavens and as many as the sands of the seashore, that they would possess the gates of their enemies, and in yours, that is, Abraham's offspring, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because Abraham obeyed God's voice. And so Abraham, the man of faith, having been tested, returns. He returns home with his son. The genealogy is there to point us ahead to Rebekah. If there's going to be offspring, Isaac will eventually need a wife. But this is good news. As we hear of this promise on the mountain, and as Abraham leaves the mountain and goes forth, that promise there, the good news that all the nations of the world would be blessed through Abraham. Abraham, the man of faith, tested, has returned home. His son, whom he offered in faithful obedience to God's command, he literally receives back, and we receive the blessing, the promise, through that child. Such is good news for us today, as the season of Pentecost is coming to the close. We just had, the last Sunday of the church year yesterday. Our year in the church has come to a close, and we are quickly put before our face the reality of the last day. We've been doing that for the last number of weeks, but now, in a sense, is here. Christ's return, the judgment, and the new creation is up ahead. It's a time for us in the church to deliberately focus, to pause and focus on what is coming, and coming quickly. We must not love the world and the things of the world nor anything else that might numb us to the reality that Christ is coming soon, so that we would be ready for that day, ready in faith, clinging to Christ and nothing else. Because if he's coming soon, we should be prepared, repenting of our sins, fleeing from those things that would numb us from that reality, flee from sin and all that entangles us, and cling to Christ, to be prepared for that day, and to cling to the promises such as we have heard in our lesson today. But as we prepare for that day, preparation doesn't include that we act, for instance, like the old bumper sticker. It's probably very old as I think about it now. Jesus is coming, so look busy. As we prepare for the Lord's coming, or as we reflect on the promise for today, it's not a matter of faking it and preparing for the last day by making it look like we are. No. We're to not rely on our actions, but on the action done for us, on what Christ has done for us on the cross. That will save us, not what we do, but what he has done. Since that was the challenge that St. Paul had to deal with in Galatia, in which he had to bring correction and then point back to this promise that we hear from Genesis. The Christians had heard the gospel, but when those false teachers had crept in and convinced them that faith alone in Christ wasn't enough, you need to have Jesus and a little bit more, he had to correct them. Yet it's also something that we too can be like those foolish Galatians and think that there's something more than Christ alone. If we're not vigilant and discern what we hear preached and taught, pitch what is bad and keep what is good, we too can no longer be discerning people. We can fall into the trap of Galatia. But on the other hand, we can easily think that one need only believe, as we heard in one of the sermons last week, that indeed the Christian does live out the walk of faith. That indeed we do live by faith, and faith is living and active. The Christian not only flees from sin, but also cultivates virtue on the other side. And such is why, for instance, a lot of churches this week choose this week to be a stewardship Sunday, because the old Adam wants to sit and receive while the new person in Christ delights to live out that faith, because faith is active in love toward our neighbor in our vocation. But St. Paul had to point to that promise to the Galatians who had been fooled. Thus, as it's recorded in Galatians 3, Paul writes, "Know then that it's those of faith who are the sons of Abraham, not those of works, but those of faith. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, 'In you shall all the nations be blessed.' So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. And you are blessed. You are blessed with life and salvation along with Abraham. And the blessing comes because it happened there on the mountain that the Lord provided. No, not just the land in the land of Moriah on that mountain where Isaac was replaced by that ram, but rather on a mountain outside of Jerusalem in which that mountain pointed. Just as Isaac carried the wood to the place of sacrifice, so Christ carried his cross to the place of his crucifixion. Isaac was bound, but Jesus was nailed. They were both placed to their respective places of sacrifice. God provided the ram for Isaac and replaced Isaac with that ram before Abraham could slay his son. Yet the Lord received his son, his only son, the promised Lamb of God who sacrificed himself on the cross. Indeed, the Lord did provide the Lamb of sacrifice as was proclaimed on the mountain." It's such good news that Peter proclaimed that as well in word and action. In Acts chapter 3, there was a man who knew Peter, who knew Christ's forgiveness. In Acts chapter 3, heals a man who had been lame. He was going up to pray on the ninth hour, and there he healed that lame beggar who was there placed every day, something we often saw in Addis Ababa when we served there You would always see someone placed in a strategic spot on the street corner or just outside the Orthodox church, because that's where they could receive alms. And so this man was placed there near the beautiful gate. And Peter saw him and fixed his eyes on him and telling him, "I don't have silver or gold, but in the name of Jesus," he heals him. He heals him. And the man leaps for joy. The gospel has such power. Which then leads Peter to preach a sermon concerning the power and promise of Jesus, who can heal the sick and bring life and salvation to all who believe in him. And gathered there in Solomon's portico, Peter then proclaims to those who are gathered that day, who wondered and were amazed at what they had just seen, the healing of this lame man by the name of Jesus. So Peter points to this promise for Jew or Gentile alike. And it's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob who glorified Jesus, promised Lamb. Jesus, who had done these things. And so Peter proclaims all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaim these days about Jesus. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your father, saying to Abraham, "And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Yes, with one voice, the prophets proclaim that good news fulfilled in Jesus. And so as we end the church year, yet are prepared to move into Advent, we can have a certain confidence that, as if this were the last day to stand before the Lord, there is confidence for the one who believes in him. Because the Lamb who conquered sin and death and the devil indeed is that Lamb of promised provision. And clinging to him, you have and daily live in that promise. And that's why we can confidently sing what we just sang so shortly ago. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Amen. May the peace of God, what surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.